88.9 Shine FM and Parenting Moments each Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So through the month, talking about the Rosenberg reset, and you're going to wrap things up today.
We are looking at what gets in the way of us doing the Rosenberg reset.
That's it.
So distraction, right? How do we distract ourselves from staying with and riding out the unpleasant feelings that come up in everyday life? And today we're going to talk about anxiety and how we often use this state as an escape from noticing underlying unpleasant emotions. So the question that Joan Rosenberg asks is, do you only allow feelings to be experienced as anxiety rather than anger, sadness, disappointment, or another unpleasant feeling? It's true that we can, in fact, be scared or afraid or nervous, but anxiety is really something that people kind of use as a catch-all. And this part of Joan Rosenberg's book I found really fascinating. She often asks her clients to describe what they think they're feeling. And if they say anxious, she will say back to them, imagine that any word related to anxious was unavailable to you to describe your emotion. If that were true, what else might you be feeling and where is it showing up in your body? So if you're really honest with yourself, you might realize that your anxiety is actually masking other unpleasant feelings. So it's often easier to feel anxious than it is to feel some other unpleasant feeling, like disappointment or anger, especially when that uncomfortable feeling is directed at someone else and needs to be expressed. So really what she's getting at is that often, for example, it might be that you're angry and that somebody has crossed your boundaries and it's time to have a conversation with them, and that just feels way too big. So instead you go, oh, I'm anxious, and then it stops you from noticing anger, which comes to tell you that you need to set boundaries. To be able to experience the genuine feeling that is present, the time you're experiencing it can be truly liberating. So I did her exercise in the book while I focused on something that I thought was making me anxious. And I was really surprised at what was underneath it. So that's my question this week. If you feel anxious a lot, is it possible you may be masking other unpleasant feelings? And if so, which ones?
Good stuff to think about throughout the month here, Kimberly. And of course, a brand new topic coming up next week for April. But right now, if I can get you to share with our Shine family a little bit about Eckert Center.
We have an amazing team. There's actually 12 of us in total who provide counseling and assessment services in our north and our south location. And of course, we continue to offer online services for people who would prefer that venue. And to be honest, Mike, lots of our clients go back and forth. Sometimes they come in person and sometimes they move to online. But we are here to support the whole family. So please check us out at EckertCenter.com. You can click the appointments button. It'll take you straight to our online booking system. It's very convenient, and you can get started with one of our team members right away. So again, EckertCenter.com.
Thank you for that, Kimberly. Really appreciate you checking in with us each week, and also appreciate that you bless somebody in our Shine family with a free initial visit each week.
Yeah, so let's go with caller number 4 today.
Caller 4 at 403-276-8888. Thank you for that, Kimberly. 276-8888. Give us a call right now. And yeah, new topic coming up next week.
Exciting.
I like it. Have a great day, Kimberly.
You too, Mike.